This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm Eric, and I've got Helen Flynn, who's our Senior Solutions Ambassador. When you're working to downsize or right-size your living and you want someone to guide you through that whole process, find the right people to help you in the move and whatnot, as well as get you top dollar in your sale, Helen is a great one to talk with. Reach out to us at 800-900-9104 if you're a downsizing senior and you'd like to talk with one of our Senior Solution team members. Helen, what do you have for us today? What good thoughts for us?
Well, you just inspired a thought as you were talking. We have people that call with many, many questions way before they're ready to put their house on the market. I was talking with someone yesterday that has antique linens and doesn't know what to do with them. There's so many things that people find it hard to let go of. One of my sellers, who's an avid listener, and their house is now sold, but she said to me, please tell Eric's listeners that it's much harder than we thought it would be. We have much more stuff than we thought. But you know what? These folks got an apartment while they were getting the house ready. They've been in it for 36 years, got an apartment, painted, fixed the floors, that kind of thing, and got rid of everything for those years. That house looked like a model home. It was just beautiful, and their stress was significantly lower. That house ended up going on the market and having multiple offers on it. And we sold it at least $20,000 over asking price in Springfield. And the folks were pleased to death. I had some agents say, well, the last one that sold in this area didn't come anywhere near that. And I said, well, it isn't this house and it isn't prepared the way we do it. So our people were very, very happy, and they'll be closing shortly, and a family is thrilled to death that's moving in.
Fantastic. Tell us about the buyers that you're seeing are having so much trouble.
Buyers are really in a quandary right now. Another couple that I've sold their house, and their buyers were kind enough to give them a rent back, but they're searching for a home in a particular area with a particular school, and we've put in three offers already, and sometimes we don't even get a call back to say an offer is accepted or not accepted. So it's a struggle to stay on top of all of it and to constantly be helping them look and keep them from getting totally discouraged with the process. There's some beautiful homes out there, but they're going up at a rate that's making it impossible for a lot of young buyers. So don't delay. If you have a house to sell, this is the time to do it.
Helen Flynn from the Eric Stewart Group, we're glad you could join us today. Helen has just had a remarkable year, as we all have, as we've seen our clients enjoy the benefit of this upside swing. Again, if you're thinking of moving and would like a market evaluation of your property and a strategy for how you can buy and sell as well, call our toll-free 800-900-9104 number. Grace or Louise or one of our other team members will take your information, and we'll get right back to you at your convenient time. You can also go to ericstewartgroup.com and submit your information there. One more mention, too, by the way. It is May. We are doing our weekly Coffee with Eric Stewart webinars this month, and it's a Q&A time. I'll be talking about when this market will come to an end, what will bring it to an end, and should you worry about it ending soon, or is it going to be a while, and so much in that. We're limiting attendees to 25 per webinar so that we can control the conversation, make sure you get personal attention in the questions and answers that you desire. Okay, go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on that. Well, it is time for episode 8. So let's bring up the curtain on Senior Moments.
Mom, are you okay?
That sure was a lot of papers. I think I got a cramp signing my name.
I know. It can be an overwhelming process. I hope I was able to make it as bearable as possible.
You were great. I'm glad you were here. I can't imagine doing this on our own.
Hey, what's going on? I brought coffee for everyone. I thought this would go on for hours.
It was just a settlement. Eric had it taken care of. Didn't take long at all. A piece of cake. So, what did you get me?
Well, I got coffee to keep everyone awake. Now, I guess the coffee is a celebration then, so let's see. Mom, I got you a venti mocha light double shot red-eye Peruvian split pomegranate.
He knows his mother-in-law. I'm glad I let you marry Jenny.
All it took was a cup of coffee. I wish I'd known that earlier. And Jenny, a cinnamon spice cider caramel latte whipped no peppermint foam sprinkle lawbreaker.
Perfect.
And Eric, a medium milk with a straw.
Thank you. But this should be my treat.
Nonsense. After all you did for us, the least we could do is spring for a few cups of coffee and a milk.
We need to really celebrate.
Jenny's right. I hope we can do better than a couple of 50-cent cups of coffee.
50 cents? You haven't actually been to the coffee shop in a while, I gather.
All right, 75 cents. Prices keep going up. At least water is still free.
More like three.
Coffee is perfect. Maybe we could grab an early dinner somewhere.
I don't want to be a party pooper, but it's my first week at Versailles Meadows, and tonight I am the guest of honor at a welcoming party. It's a bit of a formal affair. Hors d'oeuvres in the gazebo, and then a dinner cruise on the lake. We've got a live orchestra playing in the ballroom when we get back. I was told the dance will go into the wee hours of the morning. Who knows? Maybe I'll meet someone and end up with a boyfriend. So, I've got to get back and freshen up.
I'll drive you back. I've got a few things to help you decorate your apartment that I picked up yesterday afternoon.
What about Tommy? Tommy, did you finish your large coffee already?
Yep, I was thirsty. Don't worry about me. I need to get back down to the office. I can grab a ride with Eric to the metro stop. I went ahead and finished up my coffee because I know they're pretty strict about food in the metro, but I didn't think they would give me the right coffee. This really tasted quite funny, although I liked the flavor a bit. It almost had a hint of fruit, something tart but not overwhelming. Really quite fun tasting, but rather good. I wish I knew that was so I could order the next time, but it was obviously a mistake since I simply ordered the decaf blend, and it was far more complicated than that with a different fruity flavor, but I think I mentioned that already. I wonder what it is.
I would venture a guess that it is a venti mocha light double shot red eye Peruvian split pomegranate. I think you drank my coffee by mistake. Because the pathetic stuff in the cup you gave me tastes like a decaf blend.
Maybe you're right. How about that? I've never been one who could hold my coffee. I could get used to the taste, although my personal preference is for something a little less caffeine. Something that would not make me shake uncontrollably like I'm doing now. Something that wouldn't make my eyes see double or triple. Or, you know, I think I need to get to the office. The crowds are beginning to bother me a bit. Eric, thank you for all you've done. You made this entire process almost effortless. Next week we settle in Dad's. In the meantime, I've got to get him finished moving. So I could get a ride, Eric, right? I'd be the most grateful. Could you please? Goodbye, Jenny. See you at the home. And, Mom, I'm glad you let me bury your daughter. And, Eric...
Hold it! We should go.
Oh, sorry. Yes, we should go.
Why don't I go ahead and drive you down to the office? I think the metro wouldn't be the best choice today.
Right, got it. I'm a little jittery. Just a little jittery. Just shaking like a leaf I am. Hardly able to stand still. Yes-siree, Bob!
Eric, I hope you'll come by and see my place sometime once it's all decorated.
Thank you. I would love to.
And bring some apple butter. I'm all out.
I'll bring a case.
Well, that's all we have today. Thanks for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge for more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.